Right now, it's time for Frankly Speaking. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
You're looking good.
Good
buddy.
Weekend.
Is there something going on? Because you're looking really good, man.
I just started using mascara.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it is. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people call it guy liner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you put it on?
Huh?
I got a friend that's doing tattoos of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody's tattooing my eyeballs. I ain't getting near a needle. Can you imagine putting a needle near your eyeball?
No.
That'd be freaky.
No.
That'd freak me out.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I was thinking about maybe doing my lips.
That'd be good.
Outlining my lips. And then I can design like bigger, fuller lips.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Go on the outside, go
okay.
up a little high.
I was going to say maybe get like a goatee tattooed on you.
Oh, what a great
see
idea.
See what I'm saying? I don't know.
I wonder if they could sew like little individual hairs into my
oh,
chin.
I'm sure they could.
Oh, that would be
yeah,
awesome.
That would be fun. Good times with that. Tell you what, speaking of good times for real, Wright's Motorcycle Parts and Accessories. Everything you need motorcycle parts and accessories wise, but this Friday, it's coming up. This
for
Friday,
real.
Thanksgiving. And we're going to be hanging out at Wright's pretty much all day.
Yep.
Even before we start, everybody else who does shows here going to be there all day. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Basically helping out the people with Operation Cover Up, which is coats and blankets and teddy bears for people and kids especially who are out in the cold that first responders see. I think they're having a fire truck there that the firemen will have down there. We'll be able to put the blankets and everything on the fire truck. That'll be cool.
How awesome is
and,
that?
And also, don't forget, we're helping out Ride to Zero because 20 vets a day are taking their own lives, and we cannot let this happen.
It's not right.
Tell you what, we met a couple really cool vets on Veterans Day that came up to the Coors Light tailgate party.
Yeah.
And after they left, we got them in, made sure that we took care of their donation to juvenile diabetes, and they came in, had some food and some beverage, and they left, and they basically came up and said, you know what, that's the first Veterans Day in a long time I had a smile on my face. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Just something little. It was pretty cool.
The guy had wrote, and it was kind of like a cross between a poem and a short story, one-page story, and it was a really good writing. I asked if he'd get me a copy of that.
Okay. He said he might come down this Friday, too. So
cool.
We'll see.
Yeah, so definitely make sure you're at Wright's with us, 3474 South State. Give them a call, 266-2050. You got any questions, check them out at WrightsMotorcycleParts.com. Even Facebook, you know why? Because you can't go wrong when it's right. Very staccato. Thank you. Hey, there's a new Star Wars trilogy in the works.
I heard about this.
Yeah, the first movie will be called Star Wars. We were just kidding about it being The Last Jedi before. This one really is The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just need your cha-ching. We just figured if we put out a new Star Wars, you'd come again. So here you are.
And new characters means new toys. New shirts,
yeah.
New everything, man.
Yeah, think about that. They've been using the old ones for like, what, 40 years now?
Yeah.
So new characters. That's pretty good. Stranger Things has been voted the most popular TV show of 1987.
Wow.
Is anybody?
I have not seen this yet.
Yeah. My daughter watches it.
She
loves it. Yeah.
Dude, there's so many series going on right now. I cannot watch them all.
Isn't it true? I was thinking that the other day. It used to be hard to watch TV when it was like there were four networks or three networks and then four networks and then they added a few cable ones and then and now it's like every single network has a show that you want to watch, and you're like, "Well, just record it." And you can.
I don't have time.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
When am I going to watch it? I'm proud of you people who make time to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim Kardashian held a baby shower over the weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. No word if Kanye was happy with his gift, but I think it's really nice. I think it's really nice.
Dude, wouldn't it be fun to live next door and just see them?
No. Could you imagine? You ever lived next door to a crazy neighbor?
Yeah.
That'd be the craziest. She'd be out in a tree taking naked pictures. He'd be talking to himself, screaming. Nobody taking care of the kid. Oh, I could only imagine.
Oh, dude.
Hey, Taylor Swift's new album leaked online a day early.
Oh, no.
Yeah, poor Taylor.
Yeah.
She can't even stay in a committed relationship with a release date. It's like, these guys are cheating on her. What's up with that?
Poor Taylor.
Yeah. Hey, the average man spends 112 days on the toilet in his lifetime.
Is that true?
Yeah, don't knock it. Probably the 112 most peaceful days of an entire existence, if you know what I mean.
We all know.
Haven't you had those days where you go in and then you forget to lock the door? And then the next thing you know, that door's flying open and you're like, ah!
You can smell me from like two down the hallway.
So nobody comes near.
That's how my dad was. I didn't ever go near. It was like, new chance I'm going in there.
You know, here's the thing, 112 days, that's the average guy who never eats Mexican food. You're going on like way more than that.
112 a day.
Yeah, at least, yeah. Hey, scientists taught a computer to solve crimes by making it binge-watch CSI.
That's right.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's now too fat to go out and catch criminals thanks to all the pizza and Red Bull. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't binge watch those shows. That's what happens.
Look like that Kim Jong-un guy.
Yeah. 10-month-old kid in Mexico might be the world's fattest baby.
There we go.
Yeah, but they won't know for sure until they weigh him against President Trump. They got them both on scales right now. We're going to see. Yeah. And I guess you heard Trump called Kim Jong-un short and fat in a tweet because Kim Jong-un called him old.
That's right.
Yeah, it's all part of Trump's plan to get a spot on Drop the Mic. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll make it. I'll get on that show. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. When he arrived in China, President Trump was greeted at the Beijing airport by Chinese kids waving American flags.
Did you see the pictures of that? It was so
cool. Or as the iPhone plant put it, where's our workers?
Yeah.
Where is everyone? It's not lunchtime.
They got actually paid more money for the day doing that than working at the iPhone shop.
You got to say that's great. Let's see. Charles Manson turned 83 yesterday.
Happy birthday, Chad.
Yeah, as did three of the five voices in his head.
A couple of them were
only like in their early 20s. They're young. They'll be around for a long time. And last but not least, on this day in 1875.
Yeah, that's right.
Going way back.
Way back.
The National Bowling Association was organized in New York City.
New York City.
It was a huge step forward for people who wanted a sport they could play while drunk. You know what I mean?
It's like, did you see? I can't remember what it was on. It was on like on one of those sports shows where the guy went to go bowling. He brought the ball back, and then I guess it stuck on his fingers, and it didn't release, and then it went up and hit the ceiling and went up through the ceiling tile and came back down on the other.
Really?
I was like, oh, my gosh. How good? That ball's way too light for you.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, I never bowled drunk. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then I did, too. All right. Love you guys.
Thanks, Frank.